Is there money in Guinness World Records or old Guinness World Record books? We've got Adam McDonald from Aussie Pickers and Lawson's Australia. Good morning, Adam.
Adam.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Not too bad. Nice to talk to you again, buddy.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, mate. What about, you know, those people had those Guinness World Record books, you know, yes. the old ones. Mate, is there any money in those or did they print too much, too many?
They printed too many, and now with the internet, there's not needed. They're just shelf fillers now.
Right, okay.
And the biggest skin tag ever found on a human, that was like years ago. We were looking to break that because Paddy's been banging on about his little skin tag. It's now become a massive thing. He's got a name for it and everything.
It's cool.
What's its name?
Bert.
Bert.
Because it's that big, it looks like Bert from Sesame Street, his nose.
Yeah. But it's got its own heartbeat.
I tried to freeze it, Adam, and then it just morphed into another character. So
have you ever tried to cut them off?
No, they'd bleed like a stuck pig.
It bleeds and bleeds and bleeds. Yes, it does.
So,
spoken by a man who knows skin tags intimately.
We at home, throughout the years, we've thrown away so much. You know, and I say to Kirst, don't throw that old video out because it could be worth some.
Oh.
And then you find out years later.
My dad says to Mum, I don't need a reason not to throw it out, please. And because, you know, she'd have him clear out the garage once every 6 months, but he loves collecting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff. I love stuff. You should see my house. It's I had to move house to get a double car garage. You can't fit a car in there, though.
Yeah, right.
It's just got stuff in there.
Dad's got a pair of brass doors. He used to do remedial building, still does, actually. He's still at it. But he took some brass doors off the front of a bank in Martin Place years and years and years ago, and he's kept these brass doors in the garage at home for about 40 years now. And they must be worth a bit, surely.
They'd be worth huge money. You've got the vintage aspect, you've got the Martin Place aspect. There's a huge market for secondhand and vintage building materials. Huge.
Oh, okay.
Well, and what about, like, you know, because I knew we were talking to you today, and yesterday at home I was going through some drawers and I found two old iPhone 3 boxes. Would they be worth it?
Oh, come on,
No, mate.
No, so can I throw them out?
Because
I put them back.
Get rid of that.
All right.
Well, yeah, didn't.
Okay. No, well, I didn't know because I thought I don't think many people would still have kept those boxes. I don't know why.
No.
Mate, the Michael Jordan NBA All-Star card, it was expected to sell for $3.2 million through golden auctions. Did it reach that, or has it been auctioned yet?
I don't think it's been auctioned yet. I think that's the estimate. But there's been some big collector cards go through recently for, you know, ridiculous money.
Right. What do you do with a card? Yeah, I mean, someone will buy it, and obviously they'll frame it, or they, because you've got to be able to see both sides of it.
Yeah, no, you can buy these special little card frames. They're just like little clear perspex. They're like clamps, so you clamp it in there. It's almost like glued shut, so it can never. So the state of that card stays the same. The thing with cards is it's all about condition. So there's a rating system. The highest a card can get is a 9. There's no such thing as a perfect 10, but the highest one is a 9.
But Ed, if you paid $3.2 million for this Michael Jordan NBA All Star Game patch card, where would you put it, mate? Like you'd want it in a safe, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd want to on a safe or maybe on the end of a lanyard and hanging around your neck. I don't know what you do with it. I don't understand paying that sort of money for a card.
Mate, a card's big in Australia because you're down in Sydney through Lawson's Australia and you're the auctioneer there as well. Mate, do many cards get passed through your company?
We do get quite a few. We recently sold a Michael Jordan rookie card. And that went to, because the world's a small place in the auction game now with internet bidding and stuff. So a fellow in the States bought it and he paid $2,500 for it.
Yeah.
The grading would have been about a 6. So it wasn't fantastic, but he would have moved it. We shipped it over to the States and he would have made a mozza over it due to the fact that I have a bigger market for that stuff over there.
Yeah. Back when I was a kid, right, let's say early 80s when Parramatta were in their heyday in the NRL and they were winning premierships like there was no tomorrow, if I'd have been...
That glorious 2 weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah. Stop it. Now, so I used to collect cards because you go and buy your chewing gum, you get a pack of 6 cards, you go through them, you swap with your mates, whatever, play flicks against the wall to try and win cards. If I had a complete set of the Parramatta Reels grand final winning team of like 83 or something, what would that be worth money?
that definitely would be worth money. You know, it's not going to happen again. So whoever's a Parramatta fan is really going to want them.
Yeah, right. And if people are interested to add, if they've got something they think of might be of value, can people get in contact with you?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page called What's It Worth. So you can just message me there, send me any photos you got. I can try and price it for you. If you're looking for that certain something, you know, I've got I'm neck deep in this game, so I can find almost anything. Anything you want to collect, anything you want to get rid of, just give me a holler.
Awesome. I might get Mum to call you about these bank doors that she wants to get my dad to get rid of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give him my number.
All right. Adam McDonald from Aussie Pickers and also Lawson's Australia. Thanks for joining us, Ad.
Anytime, boys.
Take care, mate.